Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. If someone says to his friend, Karban, loy oichalach. Basically what he's saying is that what I'm not going to eat from you should be a karban, but he doesn't prohibit that which he's going to eat. Or he says, Karban sha oichalach. Basically the fellow says, it should be a karban, that which I'm going to eat from you. So it's as if he swore and said, I'm swearing by the life of the karban that I'm not going to eat anything that's yours. Or loy karban loy oichalach. Or a person said, that which I'm not going to eat from you should not be a karban. Now deductive logic tells us that which he is going to eat should be a karban and should be asr. In this situation and in the previous two situations, it's not asr, as we'll see in a minute. Mutter, it's permitted, the Mishnah says. Now in the last case, which is loy karban loy oichalach, that which I don't eat from you will not be a karban, even though it sounds like that which I will eat will be a karban. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that we don't say by nedarim mechlalav atashameahein, which means that from the negative you hear the positive. A neder has to be explicit; it cannot be reasonably deductive, and somehow through that figure out what the fellow means to say. However, we'll see the shavua is different. Says the Mishnah, shavua lo yoichalach. Fellow makes a shavua that he's not going to eat from you, which is a standard shavua. Shavua she oichalach. Or the Mar explains, we're talking about a situation where a friend's friend was nudging him that he should eat a Shabbos meal, for example, by him. And he keeps saying, no, no, no. And finally, the guy says, come on. He says, okay, I make a shvuah that I'm going to eat from you. Or the fellow says, loy shvuah loy oichalach. That which I'm not going to eat from you is not a shvuah, which sounds like I'm making a shvuah that anything that I'm going to eat from you should be prohibited. So by shvuah, we do say deductive logic, that mechlalav atashameahein, from the negative you hear the positive. In all these cases, it's aser, and as the Mishnah explains, this is a stringency when it comes to a shvua over a neder, that in these cases, it does take effect by a shvua, but it does not take effect by a neder. However, there's also a chumra, a stringency by neder over shvua. Says the Mishnah, there's a stringency when it comes to nedarim over shvuas. Ketzad, how is this? Amar, if a fellow said, it should be prohibited on me, like a karban, the sukkah that I'm going to build. Or he says, kainam lulav shani noitel, that the lulav that I'm about to take should be asur, should be prohibited on me like a karban, like a sacrifice. Tvilin shani menich. Before he puts on tvilin, he prohibits the tvilin on him like a karban. Banadarim asur. Banadarim, he's not allowed to put on the tvilin, sit in the sukkah, or take the lulav, as we'll see in a minute why. However, by shvuas, this is the Mishnah by shvuas mutter, by a shvuah, it is permitted for him to sit in the sukkah, to take the lulav, or to put on those tvilin. Why is that? Shein nishboi mavar ala mitzvahs. If a fellow makes a shvua to violate a mitzvah, then it doesn't take effect. Why? Because we already swore at Har Sinai that we would fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. And we have a rule that ein shvua chal al shvua. A shvua, an oath, cannot be superimposed on top of another shvua. So therefore, he cannot take away his obligation to eat in that sukkah, to put on those tefillin. But neder, as we've explained many times, the neder is not in the gavra. It's not in the individual. He himself still has the shvuah that he has to fulfill the mitzvah. What a neder does is it prohibits the chefza, the actual object itself, and therefore the halach is he cannot use something that's prohibited. Therefore he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with his sukkah at least, take his lulav, or take his tefillin. Wishing you a fantastic, successful, wonderful day and a great upcoming week.